We are still digesting that jobs report that came in much better than estimated in terms of non-farm payrolls, which rose by 467,000, much better than the 125,000 estimated. Average hourly earnings also surprising a lot to the upside with an increase of 5.7%. Let's get Marty Walsh's take on all of this. He is, of course, the U.S. Labor Secretary. Thanks for being here, Secretary Walsh. We talked to Jared Bernstein just a couple days ago from the White House Council of Economic Advisors, and he certainly was not the only one. Pretty much all of the economist community was thinking this was going to be a weak number. Do you guys have any insight into what happened here, why there is such a sort of disconnect? Well,
yeah, certainly, you know, the concern of the Omicron variant last month when the analysis was being done for the weeks, the data was being collected, certainly was concerning. But when you think about the report, and I've thought about now for a few hours this morning, one thing that we're definitely seeing is employers and employees adjusting and living with the pandemic. One thing we did see was a little bit of a shift from one of the numbers showed a shift from working in person to online. So we're in months past, that might have been a layoff that didn't happen this month. I think that's one concern, one issue we're seeing. So you know, the report is good. The other number today, the 6.7 million jobs last year and a revision of 700,000. When I saw that number, I was a little more surprised, quite honestly, than the 400,000. And when I asked the BLS commissioner about that revision, he explained to me historically over the last 10 years, we've seen that same type of revision. You know, so BLS is the gold standard in collecting data and information. They're very transparent. So, you know, that I certainly would have loved to have that 515,000 job number last month talking to you guys instead of the 199,000 I had.
Mr. Secretary, you know, as you talk to executives and leaders across the country, where are we at with the labor shortage? Does this report suggest we have moved beyond the worst of the shortage?
No, I still think we have some issues that we have to work on. I mean, we're seeing the participation rate rose a bit here in this report. The ages of 25 to 54 years old, we're seeing participation rate about 84%. So, but I think we do have room to grow. We have areas of with the so-called Great Resignation everyone was talking about. Many people left the workforce earlier than expected. I think we have opportunities to get some of those folks back into the workforce. And I think we have to be more intentional now, or real intentional, I should say, about job training, workforce development. We're seeing a larger increase in young people between the ages of 16 and 21 going into the workforce. That can be a good sign, but we need to make sure that those folks going into the workforce are on a trajectory to get into the middle class so we can move forward. So we do have some work to do here when I think about, from what my standpoint at this, as the Labor Department, and President Biden's expecting us to make sure we could, you know, do these job training, workforce developments, apprenticeship programs, all this stuff to help the American worker.
And Secretary Walsh, also work to do perhaps on inflation and wages. You know, we saw that wage number up 5.7%, which is great news for workers, until you look at the forecast for CPI next week, which is for 7.3% headline number. So not even keeping pace there. What can you guys do in the administration to help try to bring goods inflation down and hopefully, you know, get people to earn a decent living?
Well, let me just, you didn't ask me this question, but I just want to say, be clear in the front end, you know, we're very, very encouraged by seeing wage growth in the country, very encouraged mm-hmm. by seeing it. President is supportive of it, I'm supportive of it, and I'd love to continue to see wage growth. It only helps families long term. In the short term, we are dealing with, the president laid out a plan across the entire administration to deal with and work on inflation, certain aspects of inflation to bring down. One area that I'm working on is in supply chain, in really creating opportunities for better, more trucking, more truck drivers, so that we get these goods and services that are right now sitting out in the Pacific, mostly Pacific, some Atlantic Oceans, get them into port so we can ease the burden on supply chain. Second piece of it is I'm working with the president and the administration on the Buy American provision and Build American provision so we can create more opportunities to be able to be less dependent on foreign imports into our country. One of those imports is chips. You know, we have thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of cars on lots that can't drive because that we don't have the chip for it. In some cases, the chips are in the sea. In some cases, those chips weren't made because of shutdowns of pandemics in different countries. So we have to be more dependent upon our own imports, manufacturing. And it's, so we have a short-term plan, and then there's a long-term plan with more manufacturing in America.
Since we last spoke with you, Mr. Secretary, we've seen a new fresh wave of union action over at Starbucks. Amazon is also dealing with issues like this. I mean, do you think we're just witnessing workers having enough with big corporations like a Starbucks, like an Amazon, and they just have not done enough to take care of their workers during the pandemic?
Yeah, I think it's a little more than that. I think workers in this country are looking and seeing where they are, with their salary, where they are with their benefits, where they are with their life, where they are with their schedules. And I think a lot of people, you know, we've seen numbers as high as 70% favorability for organized labor when polling is done. That's the highest we've seen, quite honestly, I think, since probably the 60s and 70s, maybe 50s and 60s. So I think that there's a lot of worker power going on in this country. And I think a lot of people are saying, wait a second, you know, the unions have been set, were created to give workers power. And they've been successful over years. Now, the numbers have deteriorated in union membership. But I think we're starting to see a lot more interest in people organizing. And even aside from organizing, you know, we're seeing wages go up. And these are individual people working collectively together, unbeknownst in some cases to them, that they are driving their own wages up and driving their ability to for better schedules up and opportunities like that. So I think we will see more union membership as we move forward. We did see a decrease in membership in 2021, but I believe that's in large part to the pandemic. Lots of workers leaving the workforce.
And one of those places that is not unionized is Tesla. And there has been some talk lately in the press that President Biden, when he talks about the electric vehicle future, he mentions Ford, he mentions General Motors, doesn't mention Tesla. Do you think, and does the White House think, that Tesla should be a union shop?
I don't really have a comment on that. That's something that the unions, the workers, will have to decide for themselves. Again, I think that we have, you know, different car manufacturers in this country. Some are bargained by the United Auto Workers, some aren't. And that really is honestly a job for organized labor and the companies to have conversations about.
Mr. Secretary, you know, switching gears here, you're also, I believe, you're a Tom Brady fan, and he's now retiring. Were you upset he didn't thank the New England Patriots first?
You know, listen, Tom Brady brought a lot of joy to New England's 6 Super Bowls. We were in, I think, 10 Super Bowls altogether. Yeah, we won 6 of them. You know, I want to commend Tom Brady on his retirement. Certainly, he did respond a little bit later. I know that he has a very fond relationship with the fans in New England and with the ownership of the Patriots and with the New England Patriots. And I'm going to focus on the positive. Tom Brady brought a lot of joy to New England.
Go Pats. All right. Thanks so much.
Go Pats.
Labor Secretary Marty Walsh, it's always great to get time with you. We really appreciate it.